Deuteronomy chapter 10, we'll begin reading with verse 12. And now, Israel, once again, this is a list of what Yahweh requires. And now, Israel, what does Yahweh, your Elohim, require of you? But to fear Yahweh, your Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yahweh, your Elohim, with all your heart and with all your soul, to keep the commandments, and of course that first portion reminds us of the Shema, to keep the commandments of Yahweh and his statutes, which I command you this day, for your good. These things are given to us for our own benefit, for our good. Behold, to Yahweh, your Elohim, belongs heaven and the heaven of heavens, the earth with all that is in it. All the things that exist belong to Yahweh to begin with. Yet Yahweh had a delight in your fathers to love them, and he chose his seed after them, even you above all peoples as at this day. Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. Now, we don't see the term humility or humble there, but it's difficult to think of a person who has a soft, circumcised heart and not consider that he is not arrogant. The softness of the heart implies humility because it implies the ability and the willingness to cut away any portion of you, of ourselves that is in direct opposition to Yahweh's will. And that's exactly what humility is, cutting away those things that are displeasing to Yahweh so that we can do his will. The title of this is simply Humility Comes First. As we saw over in 2 Chronicles 7, it was the first requirement, the first attribute mentioned that Yahweh required among his people. Now let's look at just several passages here briefly this morning. First of all, we'll look over in Proverbs 15, verse 33. Proverbs 15:33 reads, "The fear of Yahweh is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor goes humility." Humility comes first. If you know, we don't necessarily seek to be honored, but those people who are honored are first humble people. The reading of this is very interesting in different versions, and I elected to bring the NIV version and read a couple of these verses from there. In the NIV, this verse reads, "The fear of Yahweh teaches a man wisdom, and humility comes before honor." You know, people who we once again think of in an honorable position really are humble people. Now, there are times when we honor or respect a person who isn't humble. But you know, it doesn't take long before we recognize that they don't deserve the honor and respect that we give them, because the humility isn't there. And what happens is they take advantage of the circumstances and situation, and they lose, I'll say, the right to be honored, to be respected in such a way. Turn over also to Proverbs 18. Remember now, we're speaking about this really as it applies to us, to Yahweh's people, to a people who want to exist in the temple and who want to form a portion of the temple. Proverbs 18:22 says, I'm sorry, 18:12. Maybe I said that and read the wrong verse. 18:12 is what I want. Before destruction, the heart of a man is haughty. It's arrogant. You know, before a person does something to destroy themselves, what happens is they arrogantly proceed. So many times they realize they shouldn't, they consider that they shouldn't. People sometimes tell them that they shouldn't, and they don't listen to anyone. They move right ahead anyway. Again, before destruction, the heart of a man, or the heart of man, is haughty, and before honor goes humility. Once again, here in the NIV, it reads this way: before his downfall, a man's heart is proud, but humility comes before honor. You know, people who do things to destroy themselves, once again, go on regardless of the warnings that they receive. And let's not forget that regardless of the individual or the instrument, the source of those warnings is always Yahweh. He's always the one trying to warn us. Proverbs 22:4.